it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, we'll get back to the phones. Lions fans feeling good today. It's a victory Monday, but we have our overreact gyms, college and pros, and we'll start in college. Do me.
Okay, then.
Notre Dame season is done. They are not making the playoff, even if they went out and go 10-2. They don't have a conference title game guarantee, and the only notable power opponent left is USC.
I'm not going to say, I think this is a little bit of an overreaction, only because I don't know that there is a college football powerhouse this year. There's going to be a lot of losses throughout the course of the season. Georgia could have lost to Tennessee. Tennessee may run the table. I don't think so, but I don't know that there's a powerhouse. So I'm not going to say that they're done. It's going to be extremely hard, but a 10-2 Notre Dame team probably finds a way in.
Yeah, I think this is a major overreaction. I agree exactly what John just said. 10-2 gets them in. I've heard a lot of people say a 10-2 Michigan is in the playoff always. The power brands will almost always make the playoff with just two losses.
Speaking of Georgia, the Bulldogs are going to win the SEC. They went into Tennessee, took the Vols' best shot. Gunnar Stockton grew up, came alive, and won that football game. They'll host Bama and Texas. They'll be in the SEC title, and they'll win it.
So it's actually interesting that they host. Their next game is hosting Bama. And what do we make of Bama? I don't really know. They obviously took care of business against Wisconsin, but doesn't really mean a lot. Auburn is a little bit of a surprise. It was at Auburn. So, I'm not going to say that they are the SEC champs. It's way too early. There's way too much more college football. And again, there's no dominant team.
This is not an overreaction because I've got Georgia versus Ohio State in the national championship game. And I just think it's a foregone conclusion already. The problem with Georgia right now is surprisingly the defense.
Yeah.
I like the odds of Kirby Smart fixing Georgia's defense throughout the season. They will win the SEC.
In addition to being a creep, he's a moron. This is Luke Fickell's last year in Madison. Buyout's going to be $25 million. I know it's a lot, but you have to make a decision. What kind of program do you want to be? Do you want to go further down the drain? He's a 500 coach with no identity. They have 5 ranked games remaining on the schedule. They will fire him this season.
What's
the hesitation?
Well, the hesitation is he's shown he can win. Now, it's been a long time. He's been in Madison long enough. And I think that if they were going to do it, they should have done it as soon as he said, yeah, we're going to go with an air raid offense. Like, okay, that's a fireable offense. This is the first year of their new offense. They lost their quarterback just like they did last year in the opening game. I wouldn't be surprised, but I think it's an overreaction. And I think it is simply because of the buyout. $25 million, like Doug has said from 10 to 2, that's $25 million worth of players.
Yeah, I think this is an overreaction right now. I totally see where you're at. I just think it's premature a year early. Like, I think he's going to get a fourth year. His contract's through 2031. You know, he was a great hire, allegedly, by them at the time. They do have Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, and Illinois on their schedule. It could get ugly. 7-5, 6-6, Hill.
That's what I'm saying. The Texas Longhorns won't win double-digit games. From preseason number one to at least 3 losses this year. I know they won this weekend, but Arch Manning, 9 straight incomplete passes, booed by the home crowd. He finished 11-25 for 114 yards. He might be hurt. He might not be very good. Either way, Texas will lose at least 2 more games. They play at Florida, at Georgia, and they have rivals Oklahoma and Texas A&M who have looked good.
And don't forget about that Vandy game. I don't know that Vandy is a team that beats them, but it's if you're not going to get really good quarterback play, then you're opening yourself up to – they've already got 1 loss. They only have to lose 2 more for this to be true. I don't necessarily think this is an overreaction right now.
Yeah, I don't think this is an overreaction either. Like you said, with Florida, they got Oklahoma. I mean, I don't know how they would beat Oklahoma. in Georgia right now. So therefore, that's 9-3. Now, can it happen? They beat Oklahoma, of course. But I got to see Arch do it on the road before I believe that they're still going to be maybe even a playoff team.
It's the proper thickness and length. The Colts will win the AFC South. Daniel Jones throwing for 300 yards, leading the game-winning drive. The division's wide open, and they're off to a 2-0 start.
I need to see the Houston Texans play again.
Tonight?
Yeah. And, I mean, we get the beautiful two Monday night games, which I think is awesome. One that starts at 7 o'clock, the other one at 10. So
I don't like it.
I know you don't. But
I like the one game stage.
I
like
more football. Carroll and Harbaugh's at 10 o'clock at night.
I get more football, so stop it. I think this is an overreaction at this point. I don't think Houston is going to be that bad. I'm not really sure what to make of Jacksonville. I think they're going to get better, so this is an overreaction at this point.
Yeah, overreaction for now. I see where you're going. They have the best point differential in the NFL at +26. The other reasoning to say this could be true is that they did it against Denver's defense.
Yeah.
Denver's supposed to have a good defense. But yeah, I'm with John. I want to see the Texans tonight because I think the Texans could have a potentially great defense.
Do you believe? Spiciest one. The Kansas City Chiefs will miss the playoffs. Look, the odds suggest it. 88% of the time you start 0-2, you don't make the postseason. And let's really look under the hood here. They're going to play the Ravens and Lions before Rashee Rice comes back. Mahomes can't be their leading rusher if they're going to be a playoff team. And they've generated little to no offense while generating little to none on the turnover front. They're just not very good right now.
Well, and I mean, we talk about the Lions schedule being tough. Obviously, playing at the Giants doesn't really scare anyone, but they do have the Ravens, obviously, with the Lions, Commanders, Bills on the road, the Broncos defense. I'm going to say this is an overreaction at this point because I'm not going to throw Patrick Mahomes under the bus just yet. But remember, in my playoff thing, I had him as a wild card team and losing in the first round. So I think they make it. I just don't think that this is a very good Chiefs team.
Too soon. Overreaction for now because of what's actually going on in the division. Like, I think I might have answered this differently if the Broncos would have won yesterday. But the Broncos are supposed to be the stiffest competition for them. Now,
well, maybe the Chargers.
It might be, and this comes down to Justin Herbert, really, who I got to see more him and before I trust him. Look, this is the makings of potentially like 10-7 winning that division. I'm not going to rule out the Chiefs in that scenario.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Says Mew, Bijan Robinson is the best back in the National Football League. He was amazing from the jump last night. He had almost 200 total yards in that matchup against the Vikings. And even in that game, they played Saquon Barkley saying Bijan's next.
Yeah.
Next is now.
I don't think this is an overreaction. I think he does have that potential this year to be the best back in the NFL because he can catch the ball. That's one of the great things about him coming out of college was his ability to catch the ball. We talked about that along with Jahmyr Gibbs. But I look at this going, yeah, you know what? Without – they lost the top – what is now the top center in the NFL. He's in Chicago, no longer in Atlanta, yet he hasn't missed a beat being able to rush the football.
I hope so. He's on my fantasy team. But for now, it's an overreaction. He had 24 yards last week. I mean, we go from 1 week, 24 yards, where we never consider this in a ever saying that to this week. This is the prime example of an overreaction right now. He's definitely a top five. But Henry and Saquon, if we're doing the right now, this isn't about the future and who you want on your roster long term. This is just the right now. I would still pick Saquon or Henry to be my running back to win a game.
Grit. Jared Goff made Ben Johnson. If we're going to spin it the other way when Goff's struggling, we get to spin it this way when he dazzles like that. 5 touchdowns, 5 incompletions. How's Ben Johnson's offense look with the more dangerous quarterback?
I think it's an overreaction, only because you have the wrong name there. I think it's Dan Campbell made Ben Johnson.
Yeah, overreaction. I can 100% agree with John's take.
There you have it. Those are your overreact gyms. Week 2 in the NFL. It's 97.1.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.